It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like all of Zeus astray. A great awakening. And wonders are God's glory on display. A great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on VPN Radio. Thank you, Tom Dooley, and thank you, Leland, or singing the theme song here on VPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network. Leland and I will be hosting Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. That's July the 19th, 20th, and 21st. July 19th through 21 at Jubilee Christian Center, Austin, Texas. For more information, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. And Leland is singing about the coming revival. I do believe there's a revival coming, and I've been leading prayer since 1967 in America, and I've been a prayer and prophetic voice since 1985 for the past 30 years. Gene and I, this month, are celebrating 49 years of ministry, and my heart burns. I have a passion for this nation to see God come and restore this nation. Our walls have been broken down and our gates have been burned with fire. There's a man by the name of John Burton. I don't know John Burton, but he's from Detroit, and he's in the process of writing a book about changes that are coming to the church. And I just wanted to read this before we get started today, because I have some incredible things to pray about. This is June, a demarcation in the history of our nation. But first of all, I want to talk about the revival, because I believe that revival is on its way. I believe revival winds are blowing in this nation. And he writes about the coming, the changes that are coming to the church. He said the current church paradigm is so prevalent and saturating in our culture that people just can't seem to wrap their minds around the shift that is coming. It seems nonsensical, threatening, or just plain bizarre. They wonder how their ministry stream or focus or gift fits in that structure. The reality is that it may not, or it may be radically redefined. The discomfort level will be quite high. It will take a radical remnant to truly sign up for the Reformation, for the revolution of the church. The disciples of Jesus had an idea of what it would look like in Acts 1, but Jesus radically violated their dreams, plans, and comfort zones by leaving and commissioning them to establish what they hoped Jesus would build. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. Now, this book that I'm currently writing, John Burton says, will be addressing some of the spiritual and practical changes that will be coming to the structure and expression of the church. Trust me, it will shock our nation severely. Those who hold on to a structure or a ministry instead of Jesus himself will not be willing to go where God is leading. He said, I call this the ancient and emerging church. Ancient because it's rooted in Scripture, emerging because the biblical structure has been largely forsaken. What will this ancient and emerging church look like? Here's just a small peek into a grand shift in the structure of the church, he writes. Services will become more like prayer meetings. One of the greatest indictments on the church today is that prayer is not the driving force. Today, people tend to choose churches based on the appeal of the teaching and the worship instead of the fervency of prayer. If the church was a house of teaching or a house of worship, that would make sense, but it's not. The church is a house of prayer for all nations. Every person in the church will function as a burning intercessor, and the services will be marked by this unified groan of fiery prayer. He goes on to say, personal need will give way to personal mission. Today, churches are often more like organic, socially driven hospitals. People tend to use the church in a way to meet their personal needs instead of serving it as a minister of God. He says this is going to change. Of course, there will still be personal ministry and true needs will be addressed. However, instead of the church functioning as a hospital, it will once again function as a mission-driven military. The mission will take precedence. The saints will be equipped for service, not for personal survival. In this ancient and emerging model, there will be MASH units that will take very good care of the wounded with the primary purpose of getting the soldier back into battle. Apostles will again lead with governmental authority, and pastors will be seen as the main leader less and less as they focus more on shepherding and less on primary leadership. Teaching will be minimized while instruction is emphasized. Teaching is mostly for personal edification, while instruction is mostly for corporate assignments. Today, most churches focus on teaching principles of Scripture, providing truths that will help believers navigate through their lives and giving nuggets of biblical info. While there will still be important Bible teaching, apostolic instruction will emerge as a necessary new ministry. There is enough Bible teaching online, on CDs, in books, and on video to turn every one of us into personal spiritual giants. We need to take it upon ourselves to grow John Burton writes, "What is lacking, however, is apostolic leaders, military commanders who give instruction and assignments to a ready army. Teaching is personal growth based, while instruction is a call to corporate action for the sake of mission's fulfillment." He goes on to write, and I'm almost finished, "We will gather together most days of the week. The 24/7 church will again emerge as the church drives culture instead of reacting to culture. Cares of life will lose their power as we simplify our lives and put corporate prayer and mission ahead of most everything else. Worship will be supernaturally driven. There's a new sound coming to worship, and it's not simply a new style. There is a supernatural, otherworldly groan of intercessory worship that will explode out of the entire body as a new breed of trembling worship leaders lead the way into the shock and awe of the glory of God. We will no longer simply sit in a pew or stand with a raised hand while a familiar worship song is sung. The prophetic groaning sounds of Holy Spirit-facilitated worship will make it normal to shake and fall to our faces as we cry, 'Holy!' The natural, logical sing-alongs will be no more. We will have a hard time standing as God's Shekinah and Kabod glory reside in His church. Worship teams will practice less and pray in the Spirit with tears in their eyes more. I strongly recommend," he said, "that you read my book and called 20 Elements of Revival." That's John Burton from Detroit, Michigan. And I have read a lot of his manuscript. Everything that I have just read now, I agree with. There are some aspects of the book that I personally disagree with because it smacks a little bit of shepherding. But everything that I've read today, I concur, is going to happen. Things I've been prophesying. And so I declare there's a coming revival, but there's a shaking going on in the church. And I declare that revival is starting in the streets, and the revival that is starting in the streets of our nation will reshape the way the church operates. And I just believe radical change is coming to the church. I believe the church is about to cry out to God. I believe that prayer is going to be the major focus. That's why I'm on radio 24/7, internet radio, calling people to pray, because everything begins with prayer. And when the church goes back to making the major emphasis in their church prayer and not something else, as John Burton has declared, then I believe that something radical is going to happen. That is why that I'm calling and praying and believing for 1,000 prayer groups led by 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in America. Because I believe that as we begin to have prayer in the church and other geographical locations, we now have a prayer group that has been starting in a nursing home somewhere, and I believe that's what's going to happen. Prayer groups in nursing homes, in prisons, on college, university campuses, high schools, funeral homes, whatever you can think of and wherever you can think of, and including social media, people are going to begin to get together and pray. Some of them are going to pray every day. But I'm calling for weekly prayer meetings led by a prayer leader. And I'm going to begin to not only recognize these prayer leaders and prayer groups, but I'm going to begin to join. I know this is a radical announcement, but I said yesterday that now that it's June, I'm in a radical mood because I see the Holy Ghost in a radical mood. So I'm going to, by virtue of Skype, I'm going to begin to Skype in to different prayer meetings across America, and even those that are starting around the world, helping us pray for America revival, because as America goes, so goes the world. And so we have in other nations that are beginning to pray with us. And we already have a group in Canada. And so I'm going to make the announcement to these prayer leaders, and I'll be joining their prayer groups by Skype right here in front of me, right where I sit in my studio in Austin, Texas. I'm going to join different prayer meetings. I'm going to record some of the prayers, and I will pray them. I will play some of those prayers here on BPN Radio. So my focus, you know, for 30 years, my wife and I have been traveling across America, nations of the world. We've been to over 30 nations, and I've been ministering there. But I right now am using the power of the Internet. And I know that there's radical changes coming to the Internet. So I honestly, I don't know how long I'll be able to use the Internet. But we have it open at the time being. And I'm going to do everything I can to mobilize 1,000 points of light. We now have over 1,000 churches represented here on the BPN network, Breakout Prayer Network. And we have over 700 cities. And now we have started enlisting and calling for 1,000 prayer groups and 1,000 cities, 1,000 points of light. You can help me if you will. I know there's a desperation in my voice today, but I believe these are strategic times. These are days, are times of emergency in America. The Supreme Court is about to pass down their decision on same-sex marriage, and this is going to be followed by transgender laws. It's going to be followed by pastors being monitored by what they say, being required to send in their sermon notes. There is a war on Christianity that's going to escalate. You must understand, as I said the last couple of days, over 4,000 churches in America closing its doors. So we have a situation that calls for prayer. And I send out a daily prayer over the Internet by email. And then, of course, I send out prayers 24/7 here on BPN Radio. So I believe what John Burton is saying. I believe that revival is coming, and it's going to be in response to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, what he says, that I'm going to hear from heaven, I'm going to forgive their sin, and I am going to heal their land. So we need to pray right now. Father, we just pray in Jesus' name for this prayer service, in the name of the Lord, that you would come and that you would heal our land in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you. We need you so desperately. We need you so desperately in Jesus' name. Would you come and heal our nation? Would you come and heal our land? In the name of Jesus, we need you now. We need you now in the name of the Lord. So we say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, Lord, as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Because we say, yours and yours alone is the kingdom, is the power, is the glory. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever. Oh, forever and ever. Forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. My friends from England there, doing the Lord's Prayer. We declare in Jesus' name, Lord, the will of God is going to be done in our lives today. In Jesus' name, the will of God is going to be done. And we cry out for revival. We cry out for another spiritual awakening in this nation. And we believe in the name of Jesus that it's going to happen. In the name of the Lord, we believe that it's going to rain down. There's going to be a revival coming to our nation as we've never seen before. We set ourselves in agreement here on BPN Radio that the reign of the Holy Ghost, the reign of the Spirit is coming. We agree in Jesus' name. Would you pray with me? Would you agree with me now? May faith rise in our hearts today for another spiritual awakening in America, for revival in this nation. Rain is coming. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Lord, we just pray for the rain of the Holy Ghost to come upon our land, upon our nation. And we believe we're going to dream again. We're going to believe you for extraordinary things. Yes, we are, because you are a God of the miracle kind. And so we just thank you, Lord, because you are at work in our nation and you are at work in our land. And we believe that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Martin Smith and Delirious there, Rain Down. And I was so thankful when they made this album years ago that I got to be a part of it. And I was there with Martin Smith and Delirious there at Aston University in Birmingham, England, when I got crowd surfed by 900 youth leaders. It was an amazing time. Amazing time it was when they recorded this, their album, in a can. So it was quite amazing. So I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be a part of what God is doing in these days and times right here on BPN, Breakout Prayer Network. Here we go now. Here we go now. There's a call. There's a call for revival. We call for that rain in the name of Jesus. And what a privilege it was to be on that album with Roger Ellis and Martin Smith Delirious, our friends there. Well, we're praying for revival in America. There is hope in our nation. There is hope in our land. And I believe it's time, as the song said, it's time to dream again. And we can allow ourselves to be very heavy, very discouraged. But you must understand that God, Jehovah God, has not gone on a vacation. That Jehovah God is still responding to the prayers of his saints. That he is still responding to the prayers of his people. And I believe that we must pray. I believe that there are difficult days ahead of America, for America, if we don't pray. But I believe that it's also time that we lighten up a little bit. I believe it's also time that we dream a little bit. I believe it's time to take out and have some fun time, as well as seek the face of God. And so I just encourage you today to receive the joy of the Lord in your heart, regardless of what you're going through. I just declare in Jesus' name that God is at work in your life today. And I'm going to have Glenn Tidwell to sing a song. I think you're going to like it. Cause wouldn't it be nice? Let's dream a little while, church, here on BPN on this Tuesday.
Times you've asked, God only. shelters and his new school shoes and his lovesick blues.
Tidwell. Glenn is from my friend, longtime friend from Fort Worth, Texas, the John Denver of Christian music. And that's a great song. Wouldn't it be nice? We're dreaming again. I just sense the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is releasing joy endorphins in our lives right now. I just sense a spirit of joy. I just believe that singing is coming upon us. I believe that even though there are all kinds of negative situations, fearful situations, I just believe today that God is just speaking peace to your spirit and just wanting you to sing and be glad and rejoice. And I speak that over you right now in the name of Jesus, that you're just going to be glad, you're going to be happy, you're going to sing. And I'm going to have Glenn Tidwell to sing a little more. Just call Sing It Away. Come on, let's get happy today. We can be sad or mad or glad. Let's choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice.
Problems in my life.
Here we go.
Seem more than I can take. I get out my guitar and just sing it away. If this world in which I live, it came crashing down today, I get out my guitar and just sing it away. Sing it away. Just sing it away, yeah, yeah. My problems disappear when I sing it away. La 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 la.
Everybody sing along now. Here we go.
Sometimes I just get lost. I sit down to play, and I love to close my eyes and just sing it away. And as David did before, it still holds true today, yeah. 'Cause when he faced his problems, I sing it away.
la la la. Can you sing it? Can you sing it there? There's Glenn Tidwell. Sing it away right here on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. We got all sorts of things happening all at once here on BPN. Good to have you listening in on this Tuesday. Good Tuesday. Dale Gentry here, your host for BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And I'm just telling you, today is a good day. It's a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're going over, not going under. God did not bring us this far to let us down. God did not bring us this far to let us drown. We are going to the other side. We're going to be strong finishers. We know how to blow the charge, but we don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for us, who can be against us? And the answer is nobody. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. We have choices to make today. We can be sad, we can be mad, or we can be glad, but we choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. We choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Today is the happiest day of our lives. I just sense today that God is just filling a lot of people with a lot of joy. Would you just receive it? Just throw up your hands right there, unless you're driving down the road. But just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit as he begins to fill you with joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And some of you, y'all really need some strength today. And so I pray for you right now that the Holy Spirit would come and strengthen you regardless of what's happening in your life, regardless of the pain or the suffering or the heartache or the disappointment or whatever may be happening right now. I just declare that something supernatural is taking place in your life as you listen to BPN Radio today, and that is that the Holy Spirit is just filling you up today with great joy. If you want to be a sponsor of BPN Radio, you can. And we have several employees now. Takes a lot of money to do what we're doing. But so you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and you can click on the donate button. You can donate by PayPal, by credit card, by debit card. You can send a check to Breakout Prayer Network, and your gifts are tax deductible. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you right now about giving to BPN Radio. And I know that you're sowing into good soil. I believe you're going to get good return as you give. I know there's a lot of requests, a lot of demands being made, but I'm just asking you to sow a seed as the Holy Spirit directs you today, in Jesus' name. And so I just believe the Holy Spirit is at work. And Godfrey Bertle, he wants to sing. They've got a trumpet in their hand, but he sang that yesterday. So I think he needs to sing this one right here. This is a good day to pray. It's a good day to pray. I just feel the joy of the Lord here on BPN Radio. I'm so delighted you're listening in and praying along with us here. This is a good day to pray. Godfrey Bertle.
The day the Lord has made, and I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. that's a good day to live for Jesus again. And I say, Jesus is Lord, yes, Jesus is Lord of all, yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord, yes, he is. Jesus is Lord of all, yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth.
It's a good day.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes,
the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus.
Good day.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King.
And I say, Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is.
Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord. Jesus. The day the Lord is made, and I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord is made, and I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day.
Hey, Jesus is Lord. He's Lord. Let's sing along with Godfrey Bertel. This is a good day to pray right here on BPN Radio. Good to have you listening in on BPN today. So thankful that you are praying with us. Thankful that Godfrey Bertel is singing today. Godfrey and I will be ministering together on the 5th day of July. That's about a month away. July the 5th at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas, where Bill Hart is the pastor. Be there on one service only. Godfrey will be there on Saturday night, July the 4th. I'll be ministering there with him on Sunday, July the 5th. Good to have Godfrey Bertel here on BPN Radio. Good to have you listening in. And I believe in God for 1,000 prayer leaders. So there's a call. We need you to pray with us. And if you are willing to lead a prayer group, it can be in church or it can be any other geographical location. If you're willing to do that, you need to go to bpnradio.com and register with us so we can announce you as a prayer leader and where you're leading prayer. Maybe a private location. If it's a private location, of course, we won't name the geographical location. Kai Vaughn is leading a private prayer group in Waxahachie, Texas. Melanie Proctor is leading a private prayer group in Rincon, Georgia. Rob Mays is leading a prayer group at Radiant Life in Cedar Hill, Texas. Karen Manchu has a private prayer group in Austin, Texas. Georgia Peters is leading a prayer group at Chattooga Regional Nursing Home. Fantastic. Hiawassee, Georgia. Mel Rose is leading a prayer group on Facebook in New Orleans, Louisiana. Dorothy Brooks has a private prayer group in Garland, Texas. Ernest Camber Jr. from Blairsville, Georgia, has a Facebook group that he's praying with. And Susan Moore has a private prayer group in Lake Jackson, Texas. Anna Silverthorne is leading a prayer group at Crawford County Christian Center in Robinson, Illinois. And Bill Michael, leading a prayer group at Mountain Harvest Worship Center, Hendersonville, North Carolina. I Skyped into that church last night, Sunday night, and ministered to that group over Skype. John Needler leads a group at Family Worship Center in Elgin, Texas. Kelly Reed has a private group in Kansas City, Missouri. Carolyn LeGrand has a private prayer group there in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Henry Malone, Vision Life Ministries in Louisville, Texas. Eugene Bullard is leading a group at Generation Pray in Archer City, Texas. Beth Pitcock has a Facebook group in Waller, Texas. And Jack Mooring is leading a prayer group at New River Fellowship in Tennessee, Franklin, Tennessee. And so you can lead a prayer group. You say, well, I've never led a prayer group. We'll send you a prayer request every Monday so that you can set yourself in agreement with all of these prayer groups that are starting. Some of them already have been going, but if you already have a prayer group going, fine. Just join us. Just register at bpnradio.com and continue on. There's no registration fee. We just want to recognize you. And I'm going to start being a part of these prayer groups all across America by Skype or GoToMeeting. And I'm going to Skype in, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to record some of the prayers, and we'll play those here on BPN Radio. So let's go. Let's do it. And you can join Pastor Rick Rapp. Gateway Church International has a group there in Roswell, New Mexico. Judy Dodson, Temple Baptist Church, Burn, North Carolina. And Tracy Johnson, Saskatoon Christian Center, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Brad Keller there at Journey Church, Bethel, Vermont. And it goes on. So sign up if you will. Go to bpnradio.com. Help me pray right now. Father, I'm just agreeing. I am agreeing on this Tuesday for 1,000. I'm agreeing for 1,000 prayer leaders who will join me all across America, other nations of the world, and praying every week for revival in America and other spiritual awakening, as well as other requests that I'll be sending out, and we'll all be setting ourselves in agreement every week. And we realize, Father God, the power of agreement, the power of agreement is just awesome. It's just awesome. And so we just pray right now, in Jesus' name, for 1,000 prayer leaders with 1,000, leading 1,000 groups of prayer in 1,000 cities. Father God, in Jesus' name, I am just overwhelmed at the people that are starting to sign up and that are praying with us. Father, we believe for an incredible outpouring of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Father, while we're praying for an outpouring of the Holy Ghost, I want to make mention of the Louisiana outpouring. The Louisiana outpouring, one of my spiritual sons, a surgeon who's a surgeon, and he is a medical doctor also, as well as a pastor. And several years ago, he just started this ministry, this group meeting annually called Louisiana Outpouring. And every year, they just get together, and they worship, and they pray, and they preach, and they prophesy. And it is an amazing thing the Louisiana outpouring. And so I'm going to pull it up here on my computer. You can probably hear me because I want to give you the information on the Louisiana outpouring. And by the way, it is next week. And the Louisiana outpouring is the passion, the power, and the promise. And all you have to do is go to LouisianaOutpouring.com. LouisianaOutpouring.com, that's it. And that is June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Zion Hill Family Church. Zion Hill Family Church in Louisiana. And so I believe that's in Alexandria, Louisiana. And you can attend, and you will be blessed. I will assure you that you will be blessed. Live worship, recording led by Phil King. My grandson Leland will be there, and it is just going to be a powerful time at the Louisiana Outpouring next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'm sure that you'll be blessed. You make plans to go to Alexandria, Louisiana, Zion Hill Family Church, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You get all the information by going to LouisianaOutpouring.com, LouisianaOutpouring.com. And I'm sure that you're going to have, there's going to be a lot of power, Holy Ghost power, praying, prophesying, worship. It's going to be an amazing time. I hope I can get there and be a part of that. Dr. David Remedios will be ministering as well as others. I just want to pray for you right now. Father, I pray for every individual that is listening to BPN Radio today, whatever their need might be. If it's healing, I ask in Jesus' name that you would heal them. Let your healing power flow through them. If they need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, if they want to speak in tongues, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would fill them. You have promised to fill every believer. I pray for persons that are listening today that are not Christians. They don't know Jesus. I'm going to ask you that don't know the Lord, or maybe you're a backslider away from God, or maybe you just don't have the assurance of your salvation, that you'll say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross for my sins, that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, because now I'm a Christian. How can it be so simple? Because the Bible says we confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. And so I just thank you today for accepting this response to know Jesus. I pray for those that don't have a job today, you're out of work. I pray the Lord will give you not only a good job, but a better job. I pray for those of you that are having trouble in your marriage. I ask the Lord to heal and restore your marriage in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Those of you that need a miracle, I pray for your miracle. Our engineer who lives in the nation of Moldova has cancer, and I want you to help me pray for Irina today. Irina, that the Lord would heal her. Irina, we just speak to you right now. In Jesus' name, we command every cancer cell to leave your body. Thank you for placing this broadcast on at midnight, every night, Texas time, that people can listen 24 hours a day. Because of your faithfulness, you've not missed one day since we started in November. And I bless you and I speak healing over you now in Jesus' name. And everyone that needs a miracle, I declare your miracle is in motion in Jesus' name. I want to thank Michael Schonborn, the producer of our broadcast in England. And I want to thank you for listening and praying with me today. At this time, I'll be back tomorrow at this time, actually anytime, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.